Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Spirit Family. On behalf of myself, Essence Caceres, and my spiritual working partner, Kira Myrna, I would like to welcome you to this special edition of Awakening Metatronic Consciousness, a special edition for a full supermoon eclipse guided meditation for the purpose of retrieving the gift of your 2019. Here we go already. Great time. Kira, how are you this evening?
I'm fine.
We're just going to go with that.
I'm happy to be here with others who want to make a difference in this world, and this is a powerful time. So
right.
Whether it's in now time or in no space, no time, when you listen to this later, I'm happy to be with the rest
right.
of you.
Right. But this evening's guided meditation is to retrieve your 2019 personal Metatronic sacred power glyph. This is a spirit gift, a gift from spirit for your personal use during the calendar year of 2019. Its purpose is to energetically assist you in your continued personal spiritual growth and consciousness expansion during this year. Your personal sacred power glyph holds information specifically for you, and this information is accessible through using your sacred power glyph as a meditation mandala and focus point during times when you're seeking answers and guidance. So this is, I think, a very special gift that we've been led to share and help people retrieve through this guided meditation we're going to do this evening. I know Kira and I retrieved ours just a bit earlier, actually a day or two ago when the information came in. And have been working with it some, and I have to say, I'm really enjoying working with it. I think that it's definitely going to be, and already is, a great bonus tool, I'm going to call it, in for our personal growth and helping. So I'm going to give everyone just a second, in case you didn't remember to get pen and paper or pencil and paper, whatever you prefer, because you will need it at the end of this guided meditation to draw very quickly and simply the image of your sacred power glyph, your personal sacred power glyph, so that you have that image. I'm going to share just real quick while you're retrieving your pen and paper. Like I said, you can use this, this power glyph as a mandala, a focus point during meditation. And I think especially, like I said, during times that you're seeking answers and guidance or just information in general, across the board, just in the work that you do, you know, your personal work on self and the work that you do related to being of assistance to the collective consciousness of humanity and Earth. And so anyway, I would really love to hear from some of you, maybe after this is over. Not most definitely you're welcome to call in this evening, but I'm really more interested in hearing, you know, some stories shared from some of you after you've retrieved your glyph and worked with it for a short period of time and how you're finding that it's benefiting you in your journey. So, Kira, is there anything before... Because, like I said, this is just a special edition for this meditation. Kira, is there anything you want to share before we get started while we're still allowing a little time for people to retrieve some pen and paper?
Well, I think I would say, you know, the same, like, writer's block or, you know, sometimes drawing something intimidates people. Don't worry so much about the perfection of your of your image as it comes into your mind. At least get it down on paper. And then, you know, if you want to go back in and get more detail on it at another time, you could do that.
Right.
And, you know, fill in the details of it. But don't let that kind of hold you back from expressing what you're feeling during the meditation. I think that would be the, you know, the most important
right.
thing I would add.
Okay, I think that's excellent advice. Thank you for sharing that. Also, before we get started, I do want to mention that beginning tomorrow, well, first of all, let's go here. The reason we chose this evening for this guided meditation and retrieving this is related to this full super moon and total lunar occurring. We'll be going exact in just a few hours, a couple of hours actually. Our local time, the moon goes full at exact and at 11:16 p.m. this evening. So, you know, not far off. And the eclipse goes exact at 11:12 our time. The UTC times, for those that may not already have this information, I know there's a lot of this information out there on social media and other places right now, but just in case you don't have it yet, the UTC times are for the moon at exact is 5:16 UTC. And the total lunar eclipse is exact at 5:12 UTC. So the lunar eclipse actually goes exact. The moon goes exact. Now, with that information, if you don't already know what time the eclipse and the full moon occur at your local time, you can you know, go online and find a time converter from UTC to your local time. The other thing I would like to mention is that the reason it's now, okay, is on January 6th, if you remember, we had a new moon and a partial solar eclipse. So this time period between that partial solar eclipse and the new moon and then this full super moon with total lunar eclipse, which, by the way, this is the first full supermoon of three consecutive full supermoons this year. There's one January 21st, February 19th, there's another, and March 21st, there's another. That's going to be related to some information I'm going to share about another event that begins really in just a few hours. It begins tomorrow on the 21st. But this is kind of the most optimal time for accessing this information. Is like 12 hours prior to exact and 12 hours past exact UTC time. So, and we chose to just go ahead and do it at 9 p.m. our local time, the time our regular program airs. And this also allows you to participate in this and then still have time to go out and look at the eclipse and watch or any other thing that you might want to do any other work you might want to do during the starting tomorrow. This is what I want to let everyone know. If you don't already, you can find this information on Facebook, on my Essence Cathedra's teacher page on Facebook. And starting tomorrow, we're asking people to commit to joining in a 60-day Seed of Peace mantra event. This is all the information you can find this. I'm not going to go into the details of the information about this event, but what this is for the next 60 days, beginning on the 21st of January and running through the 21st of March, these three full supermoons, this portal of time, okay, is very conducive and optimal to manifesting. So we are looking at manifesting world peace is what this is about. So every day for 60 days you're being asked to chant a mantra that was given to us specifically for this event 108 times and for the purpose of planting the seed of peace for our world. All this information is on the Facebook event, and I'll have it hopefully tomorrow or the next day up on my website as well. But the mantra that you're being asked to chant is Om, Om Shanti Shanti Aham Shanti. So it'll be Om Shanti Shanti Aham Shanti. Om Shanti Shanti Aham Shanti. The chant now, Om, as we know, is the sound of creation, the vibrational sound frequency that sets the field of creation into motion. So when you chant Om before you begin your chant, it opens up and sets the field of creation into motion for the rest of the chant, the words that follow of what your intention of creating and manifesting are. Shante, Shante means peace. Aham means I am. So translated, this is Aum, peace, peace, I am peace. So we'd like for you to join us in that and commit yourself to doing this every day for the next 60 days. Like I said, find all the detailed information on the Facebook event. Okay, with all of that, I think we are now ready to begin our meditation for the purpose of retrieving your 2019 personal Metatronic sacred power glyph. So if everyone will get comfortable, handy, you won't need it until we finish the meditation, but have it handy. Everyone will find a comfortable position. Take a deep breath and relax. Inhale, hold it just a moment, and then exhale slowly, releasing the tensions of the day. And another deep breath, inhale, hold it for a moment, and release. Exhale slowly, allow the body and the mind to relax. And another inhale, hold it, slowly release, letting go of all stresses, relaxing the mind and the body, bringing yourself into a centered state of calm, balanced stillness. If you just a moment, a few more breaths, bringing yourself to center. On your next in-breath, I would like for you to bring the breath, visualize your breath coming into the breath, your energy, okay, that you're breathing in, coming into your crown chakra. Bring it into the crown chakra and just let it gently move and open and expand and clear your crown chakra. On your next breath, would like for you to bring it, that same energy down out of your crown chakra into your third eye. Let it expand and clear the third eye energy center. Now, in your next breath, bring this energy down from the third eye into the heart chakra center. And as you slowly breathe in and out, feel it filling the heart chakra center, expanding, moving gently. On your next breath in, I would like for you to pull this energy down from the heart chakra into the sacral chakra, the second chakra. allow it to fill this chakra, expand, gentle movement, clearing the sacral chakra. Your next breath would like for you to bring this energy down out of your sacral chakra into what is known as your Earth Star chakra. This is an energy center that is approximately 3 feet below your physical feet and grounds you to the planet. Bring that energy down, allowing it to fill your Earth Star chakra, gently moving. Gentle deep breath. Hold it for just a moment. Exhale slowly and allow this energy movement all the way from the crown, stopping at these chakras, and feel that overall energy. Now, I would like for you to, on your next inhalation, bring that energy back up from your Earth Star chakra into your root chakra. Allow it to move into your root chakra and expand and clear it. Gentle movement. And on your next inhalation, now bring this energy up from the root chakra into the solar plexus chakra, that chakra at the center of your torso. Allow it to fill the solar plexus chakra, to expand it and clear it by moving ever gently, swirling very gently. Now I would like for you on your next inhalation to bring that energy up from the solar plexus chakra into the throat chakra. Same process, breathing gently, easily, filling the throat chakra, energy center, expanding it, gentle movement of the energy. Energy up once again from the throat chakra into the third eye chakra, and allow it to fill and expand beyond what was brought down initially. So the two energy flows, the downward and the upward, meet in the third eye. Take just a few breaths here. Stay centered and calm. Allow this to expand your third eye chakra. Clear it. Gentle energy movement. And you will begin to see with the next few breaths and focusing upon this energy center and this work, your inner vision begins to clear. Just a few more breaths working here in the third eye energy center. With your next inhalation, I would like you now to bring this energy up out of the third eye, the crown, all the way to what is known as the galactic chakra or galactic energy center. This energy center, for visual purposes, to assist you in this, is located approximately 18 inches above the head, above the crown chakra. And bring that energy up into your galactic chakra energy center. Ever gently moving into this energy center. Allow it to move gently, expand. expanding and clearing this galactic chakra energy center. And I'd like you to take just a few moments to continue breathing and letting this energy run in this pattern that we have created, and just feel into this energy and settle into it. Remember to stay balanced and centered. Still, I would like for you to open your vision, your inner vision, from your galactic chakra energy center. Your inner vision is now located, you have brought it up from the third eye into your galactic chakra. Give yourself a moment to learn to see the words I'm hearing from this place, from this energy center. As your galactic inner vision clear, you will see, far in the distance, that you are heading toward the center of our Milky Way galaxy. For you to keep your focus on the center of our Milky Way galaxy and begin your movement toward this center. Slowly and gently, as you begin moving toward the galactic center of our Milky Way galaxy, you will begin to see with your galactic vision at the very center what looks like an iridescent white, silvery blue pearl filling the very complete center of our Milky Way galaxy. Continue, as you continue moving closer and closer to the center of the Milky Way galaxy, you see the size of this iridescent white, silvery blue galactic pearl begin to come into view, into sharper view. Keep your focus on that galactic pearl closer and closer. From within your galactic center and your galactic vision, you will begin to see an image here that is seemingly written on this galactic pearl at the center of the Milky Way galaxy. Can you see it? Moving closer, the image is becoming clearer. This is your 2019 personal Metatronic sacred power glyph. We'll give you a few moments to move closer and closer so that the image comes in clearly through your galactic vision and you can clearly see your personal sacred power glyph. Imprint that image within your galactic vision, energy movement. Now you are standing within of the center of the Milky Way galaxy, right in front of this iridescent white, silvery blue galactic pearl. Oh, take just a few moments to feel the immense energy. It is powerful but calm. It is strong but gentle. I now ask that you reach out. We can see the image of your personal sacred power cliff. I would like for you now to reach out within your galactic vision. Reach out. And as you are, as if you are reaching out your hand, hold it with the palm up. And as you do this, pearl, the fit in the palm of your hand, an exact image, an exact duplicate, a fractal portion is laid in the palm of your hand, and on it is written your personal sacred power glyph and gratitude. For this very beautiful and powerful spirit gift. We now begin the return journey to bring this personal sacred power glyph back with you. Now, bring your vision back down out of the galactic chakra center, your galactic vision, back down into your third eye center. Calm. You still have your galactic pearl fractal gift in hand. Now within your third eye center, once again, open your hand and look at the image on this fractal galactic pearl you now hold that has your personal sacred power glyph emblazoned upon it. Commit it to memory. Truly see it. To the here and now. Now move your consciousness, bringing your spirit gift with you into the heart center, the heart chakra center. Hold fractal galactic pearl with the emblazoned image of your personal sacred power glyph upon it close to your heart. Feel it. Feel its energy, your heart energy. We are going to return from the here and now, or we're going to return to the here and now, heart center. But I would like for you to take a few breaths and bringing yourself back to the here and now. I'd like for you to ground yourself. Feel the connection in your root chakra and in your earth star chakra center. Ground yourself back into the present moment of here and now. And before we move completely out of these energies, I would like for you to now get your pen and paper and draw personal sacred power glyph image so that you will be able to better remember it and see it. In the everyday world, to do that, just draw the simple image. You can come back at a later time, as Kira mentioned, and fill in detail as they present themselves, and they will. Move. Hopefully you have your glyph now, image now drawn. Begin working with it. And come fully back into the present moment of here and now. Kira, are you back?
I am back. That was nice. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
I did want to.
I enjoyed.
I just wanted to mention something similar to the writer's block with the, doing the glyph, that if you join us doing the chanting, don't get hung up on that chanting business. What I found, I'm not exactly known for my singing voice either. If I just relax with it and just keep going, the throat will relax, and then you're able to, even if you're just kind of talking it, just what you're doing is working with the sound vibration and the power of the word that the chant is. So don't get hung up on trying to sound like Deva Pramal or something that, you know, it's not important.
Well, no, and actually chanting is not about singing, okay? What I find is I don't usually, when I'm chanting, start out in what sounds like singing. It's just as you fall into the chant and the rhythm, it naturally sort of takes on this melodic sound, what sounds more like singing. So I would suggest, like Kira was saying, you know, don't worry about trying to sing it. Actually, you know, as an example, once again, just so that you can hear the chant that we're going to be using on the 60-day Seed of Peace mantra event, it would be, you know, center yourself, get your energies ready, and it is Om Shanti Shanti Aham Shanti. And if even that sounds too melodic for you to begin, then start with Aum Shanti Shanti Aham Shanti. And I promise you that as you fall into the energy of the chant, it probably will end up sounding more like you're singing. It's just sort of natural to the process. So once again, Aum sets, is the vibrational sound frequency that sets the field of creation, the field of all potentiality into motion. Give your intended work a place to seed and manifest into reality. Shanti means peace. Aham means I am. So, Aum Shanti Shanti Aham Shanti is Aum Peace Peace I Am Peace. I'd like to thank everyone. Kira, do you have anything else before we finish this special edition for this guided meditation?
No, I just hope that wherever you are, you're able to go out and see the beautiful full moon energy and enjoy it, bathe in it, and I'll see you guys at the next time we have a show. Have a great time in between. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. So I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening or in the future as we perceive it. You know, if you're listening to the archive of this, don't think that just because you didn't weren't able to join live that you will be unable to retrieve your personal Metatronic Sacred Power Glyph for the year 2019. Go ahead and do it anytime. And we will see you on our regular program on the second Tuesday of February. Till then, once again, thank you for joining us. We love you all. Om Akara Parinama Anandaha. Good night.
Good night.